Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTEC Smith and Steve Metz.
BTEC Smith and Steve Metz,
you are now entering the Mega Cast.
The Mega Cast.
Seemed like you were nailing it on the beat this time, Ted.
No, I was still a half second off.
Oh, I look better.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting closer to it.
You're like sometimes on your television set, the mouth is not really locking in with the words.
Yeah, in HD.
Yeah, and it's like in the stoner times, you start hyper-focusing on that, and then you all of a sudden starts feeling like you're watching like a kung fu film.
I got to turn it off.
Yeah.
You know where it happens to me the most is the commentary at like halftime or something of a sporting event.
Really?
And I don't know if it's just my TV or what it is, but that's where it always is, and I always have to turn it off. Dude, you know what's funny? I've been watching less TV, but my TV is dying. Like, I turn it on, and it's like it has like these weird, and sometimes I'm like, I kind of want to go out and get a new TV, but then I'm like, maybe I'll just wait till it absolutely just dies.
Until you have like that like red line right in the middle of it?
Yeah.
Or the black line. I had the black like tile like going across my TV in my bedroom for a few days.
All right. See, like I turn it on and sometimes it'll just be like the fruit stripe gum. So I got to turn it off and then turn it back on.
Remember that? That was the normal thing. Like when we were growing up, like the old tube TVs, big TVs, they took forever to warm up.
Yeah.
Like if nowadays, like you wait like 3 seconds, you get impatient. You're like, come on, the game's on. I got to watch it.
Well, that's the issue. If I wait to let it die, it will die like it on some massive sporting event that I'm fired up for.
Yeah. The Terps are playing in they're playing in the NCAA championship.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
For football.
Oh, okay. Even that. That's right. I was thinking basketball, but you're right. Okay. In football.
Dude,
Steve. The big game, and it's like an overtime.
Years ago, you gave me a birthday gift, and
yes.
You were like, you're the only person I know that watches this sport. Do you remember what that game was?
Oh, yes. NCAA baseball.
How about the Terps? They are in a super regional. They knocked off the number one seed at UCLA.
I saw that only because you posted it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, anytime I see any Terp news, I get excited because I feel like I'm a surrogate Terp.
Oh, you're an honorary Terp.
Yeah, for sure.
You got the one hoodie.
I wear it every morning. Well, in the winter, I wear it every morning when I take Lulu potty.
Yeah, nice.
Because it's super thick.
Right. It's thick. It's comfortable.
Yep. It's good memories.
I mean, it's a lot like me.
Yeah.
It's thick. It's comfortable.
It's from Maryland.
Right. Except that sweatshirt gets up a lot earlier than I do.
Yeah, well, it's staying up late in your world as opposed to getting up early.
Yeah, that's one thing. Like, I'm still, I'm on the back half of my 90-day challenge of no booze and no weed. And I've had to be really strict about the weed now. But
so none at all?
No.
Okay,
no.
That does explain now why you're not watching any wrestling. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I still watch wrestling. It's just a little bit harder if you're not smoking any weed.
Yeah.
So, I was saying I wasn't smoking weed, but usually, Monday nights, I can smoke a little bit of weed and watch wrestling.
Come on.
Yeah. But
there's a fatal four-way match. I got to smoke weed for this.
Yeah. But I was like, man, you know what? When, this clean living, I'm going to be up at the crack of dawn or whatever. And, I was up at the crack of dawn today and sent Steve a text.
I was about to say, you texted me before we even started the show today.
But just to poop. And then I went back to bed till 9.
Ted texted me just to say, looking forward to doing the Megacast. I'm up because I have to go poo.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That's exactly right.
And I said, good luck on your movement.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, because I woke up and I was just like, why am I awake? And then I was like, I'll send Steve a text. And I was like, I'm awake because I got to poop.
Yeah. That's a hearty poop if you're waking up to do it.
Yeah, man.
I've only had that happen a few times where I actually woke up and said, I got to go to the bathroom.
I've been having crazy dreams, too. I had a dream that the computer system, unlike Mr. Miggs, I'm not big. I'm not that fancy. I still have to run the board.
Oh, shut up.
So I had this nightmare.
What am I doing right now, bitch?
Right,
I'm running the board for you.
Yeah, you're pressing a couple buttons. Yeah, you are. You do everything for the show. I'm just. I get to be the prima donna.
Yeah.
Or the Madonna.
I'm the monkey dancing for you.
Yeah. Nice work.
Thanks, King Ted. I'm your jester.
But I had this nightmare that the computer system crashed, right? And
right.
It's just dead air, which isn't that weird of a dream to have for a board operator.
Yeah.
But here's the twist. When the system rebooted, instead of the commercials and things showing back up, it was the original Super Mario Brothers.
All right. So it's not a nightmare. That's a dream.
Well, no, it was a nightmare for me because Hair Club was screaming at me.
All I got to work with is Mario.
Right. Every button I press, nothing would work.
Bump, 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 bottom. I don't even know if that's the right theme. Which one is the bump, 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 bottom, bottom, bump, bump, bottom?
That's Mario.
Okay, I was right. We should get 10 to that one of these times. Maybe next week. We'll get 10 to the Mario Brothers theme song.
100%.
All right, we'll make that happen. There's a tease for you guys next week.
Next week.
Big one. You might want to start practicing right now at home.
Yeah.
You're talking about dreams, dude. I've been having vibrant dreams myself. I never used to have dreams. I made this decision to try something, and it's Alpha Brain. It's one of those products.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah, so I bought a bottle of it.
Biohacking.
Yes. One of those nootropics, is that what they're called, right? Yeah, it's supposed to be some nutrients and supplements for your brain. And I was a little skeptical about it, but a lot of people I know and respect, our buddy Shawnee Mac, I talked to him a little bit about it.
Yeah, we support New Mood a ton.
Yeah, New Mood's great.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan, of course, I think he's got a stake in the Onnit company.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, a few other people, Tim Ferriss, who's a motivational speaker.
Tim Ferriss, 4-Hour Body, 4-Hour Work Week.
I love his podcast. He does a great job. If you have a chance, listen to his podcast. Is pretty awesome, like, especially when you find the right episode. Sometimes it's a little over my head, but he talks highly about it as well. So I'm like, you know what? I want to try and, you know, I mean, it's part of why we do these push-ups, get our brain functioning and all that fun stuff. So I'm like, let me try these supplements. And I got to tell you, there is I'm noticing a difference. And this isn't any kind of endorsement. We don't get any. That'd be nice, man. It's like $40 a month I got to drop on these pills.
Ooh.
Man, what are you going to do? it's my brain.
Dream,
man.
Steve. You're going to dream.
Well, I've been having, ever since I've been taking them, like straight up like movie style dreams, like over the top. Like, I don't necessarily remember one in particular right now, but I never would wake up being like, whoa, that was a crazy dream. Every night now I'm waking up and I'm waking up on my own. Like, it's weird, dude. Like, I get up at 2:15 usually, or 2:30. I need an alarm to wake me up. The last 2 days, I woke up at 2:10 and 2:05.
Just automatically.
Wide awake. I don't know if it's this Alpha Brain stuff, or maybe because I was on vacation. I don't know what's going on, but my body is just, like, raring to go. And I have to think that has something to do with it, man.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, it could be moon stuff, too.
Yeah, you think?
I don't know. It's getting close to the solstice. Mm. That stuff has to affect us somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it.
I can't speak intelligently about that or many other things, so yeah.
No. I just heard a lot about it on my retreat, so I'm just kind of throwing it in there. I'm just kind of regurgitating stuff other people told me.
Do you ever do that? I do this a lot sometimes. I find myself doing it, and I got to stop myself because I'll say something that someone else said that I think is very fascinating, but all I know is what they said.
Yeah, and I don't know any of the information about it. Yeah.
So if I go, tell me more about it, Ted. Like, sometimes people will be like, oh, really? What's that? What do you mean by that? And I go, I don't know. I got to call my friend up because he's the one who said it.
I just did it.
Yeah.
You're talking about that supplement. Right. And I went, oh, biohacking.
Yeah.
Now, granted, if you would ask the follow-up question, I would have been like, dude, I don't really know. I just know that's a term for people that are like using those supplements.
And I go, yeah, it's like those nootropic stuff. I don't really know.
Right. That's why I just went, yeah, that's exactly what they are.
I tell my wife, hey, I got this stuff. And she's like very, you know, health conscious. She goes, what? Why did you buy a supplement? Like, you know, she thought I was crazy. And I'm like, no, it's for the brain. It's like, you know, supplements for the brain. She's like, well, what's in it? I don't know. She's like, wait. So not only did you buy it, but you subscribe to, so that every month they're going to charge you. Like, you already set up the plan so that you're going to get it sent to you every 30 days.
I like you jump right into the deep end.
That's how I always do
things, would have bought,
man,
like two bottles and tested it for a month or two.
I lock myself in. I'm like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And then if I'm not going to do it, I have to then man up and call them and say, disconnect me. So now I'm like looking at it.
I'm a bitch about stuff. My last gym membership, they sent me an email that said, like, your card number changed. And I went, no worries. I meant to cancel it months ago.
I've canceled gym memberships that way too. So anyways, she's asking me all these questions. I go, I don't know. She's like, well, you spent all this money on this thing. You should know. I'm like, oh, I'll go get the bottle. You could go read it. And she looks it over and she's like, it seems fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. Is single guy to married guy?
Yes.
Is that the time you could say the comment like, well, it's my money, don't worry? Or is that just setting yourself up for a long night of like a fight?
She would have had to try to tell me to stop doing it for okay. me to and she didn't do that. She just wanted to make sure. But
no,
yeah.
I'm just saying, that single guy reaction to me, like, well, don't worry about it. I paid for it.
Right.
But then I bet if in the marriage, that's probably not the best reaction.
No, because her issue wasn't really about the money. She thought it was ridiculous that I'm dropping money on something. I did zero research other than hear my friends talk about it and believe them. Like, she even said, she's like, well, if Sean's going to jump off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge with him?
Well, if he told us there was positives to it, and like they didn't say, and I mean, he looks great right now, I might jump off with him.
Right.
Maybe it's cold water therapy and hitting the water.
Right. Maybe there's a float tank waiting for me to land in.
Yeah, 12 feet under, but the only way to get to it is to jump off said bridge.
Right. It's the ultimate float experience. I got my earplugs in. Leave me alone. It's my money.
I hope he doesn't listen to this and lead us down some evil path.
He could if he wanted to.
He probably could.
He probably is. You know what? Speaking of getting our brain functioning, getting everything going, let's get this show going.
All right. Let's do the push-ups.
All right. Let's do our push-ups today. As you know, if you haven't listened to our podcast, eventually we do push-ups to get everybody in the right mind frame to listen to this podcast, in the right mind frame for us to do the podcast. You want to get the blood pumping, the heart racing, and the brain
functioning.
Alpha brain, bitch. This one comes from Jason. He tweeted us and says, you guys need to get 10 to Indestructible by Disturbed. Hashtag Year of the Hustle. Hashtag Winking at Bex.
Nice. I love winking at Bex. Steve, one day I'm going to be famous enough where I get to meet him, and I'm going to tell him that story. He won't remember it.
No, he won't.
And when I retell him, I bet it'll creep him out just as much as the first time you winked at him.
Yeah, he'll be like, all right, that was weird when it happened, I'm sure, but this might be even weirder.
What if he remembered it?
Oh, that would be awesome. He's like, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Super Bowl 49, Seahawks versus the Patriots. That guy at the concessions.
Some guy with a hot wife winked at me.
Yeah, I was hoping she'd wink at me.
Right?
I'm staring at her, and then for a half a second, I look at him, and he's winking.
He's like, winking, mate.
I'm like, what's in your eye, sir? Or mate? Hello? What's in your eye there, sir? All right, let's do this, Ted. All right, everybody. Stop whatever you're doing. We're going to give you 10, so you should give us 10 back. It's the Mega Cast. Let's do it, Ted.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Good.
Yeah, man.
This is the right music to do push-ups.
Yeah, this works. What's he saying?
I don't know, but it always brings me back to that time. Maybe if we have time later, we'll talk about it when we went and saw Disturbed and I was all messed up on mushrooms and freaked out. Do you remember that at the Paramount?
At the Paramount?
Yeah.
No.
I thought you were there with us.
You know what? I do. You left real quick.
Yeah, I didn't make it one song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I do remember that day.
Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden, the mushrooms kicked in the bar, and then they started, and I started walking with everybody, and as soon as they opened up the doors, it felt like somebody opened up the pits of hell, because I felt all the heat, because they had, like, fire and all that, and the loud music, and I was like, oh, my God, Satan's in there. I gotta go.
Yeah, outside of Tool, mushrooms at a rock show are always a roll of the dice.
No, it's a terrible idea. And I remember being in the bar... Right, with a bunch of listeners, and I just started working at KSW. It was like maybe a few months in, and we're all hanging out. And I'm in like a circle of people talking, and everyone's being cool. And then all of a sudden, I felt like I just stepped off of a cliff, and I'm like holding on for dear life. And one of the dudes goes, hey, man, are you all right? And I go, no. And everyone's like,
no.
I go, it was like full disclosure. I couldn't even hide it. I go, mushrooms just kicked in. And everyone's like, oh, man, oh, are you all right? And I'm like, no. And I think that's when everyone's like, oh, it's Disturbed starting. Let's go. I'm like, okay. And everyone's like, oh, like they thought it was like rock star moment. I'm like, no, this is not. I'm not in the right place for this.
No.
No.
TED Talks starring B-Tech Smith.
No.
It's ironic, that story going into the TED Talk. It's what I was going to talk about today is I want people to find out what makes them happy, Steve.
Not mushrooms at a rock show.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. That's part of it. you know, maybe whatever it is, your substance you like or whatever, like, I want you to find out what makes you happy and not just that thing. So, you know, if you really like an IPA, go enjoy an IPA. But you don't have to go out and just get blacked out drunk because that's what everybody's doing that night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some of the stuff, too, like, does it make you happy doing, I don't know, whatever it is you're doing? Or are you just doing that because that's what everybody says you're supposed to do, or that's what the coworkers are doing? And I'm not just talking about drugs and alcohol. I'm talking about it could be a softball team you don't like being on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could be anything like that. But, like, you know, really find out what makes you happy. And then also find out, you know, find out what you want out of life and then try to mirror it, you know? If you want that hot chick or that smart, intelligent woman, well, you know, maybe you got to be a little smarter, intelligent, and work on yourself, too.
Alpha brain, bitch.
There you go.
I like it, Ted. Yeah, I like it, man. It's important. That's funny because, you know, like you say, like, don't do, even if you like something, you don't have to do in excess. And the first thing I thought of is after I went floating with over at Float Seattle with our buddy Shawnee Mack, our guru. Afterwards, we floated and I felt amazing, first float ever. And then we went off to get dinner at Jack's, a steakhouse.
Nice.
Never eaten there before. He's like, hey, so what are you thinking for dinner? Like, you know, that was the original plan. Let's just get dinner. And he's like, hey, let's go float before we go get dinner. I'm like, yeah, we're jumping off bridges. Let's do it.
Yep.
I got my alpha brain. And
me and Sean have eaten at Jack's as well.
Ooh. Well, why don't we bring everybody together, the three of us, we float and then go eat at Jack's.
And Joe.
Yeah, we got four tanks.
Yeah, four tanks.
I like
four
how we're proclaiming ownership of his store.
Yeah, you're not going to make money that night because me, Steve, and Joe are coming in.
We need you to block out about 2 hours. I got the alpha brain. You got the tanks.
I got the shrooms.
And Joe will be our legal counsel after we get arrested. Well, we ate some steaks, and I got a filet, and I haven't had a steak in forever. And usually I'll just crush them, and I'll feel like ass afterwards. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. And I hit the point where I had maybe about 15% of that steak left, and I was like, I could keep eating this, but you know what? I'm pretty satisfied.
You know, it's funny. I'm going through a period right now where I'm not eating red meat or pork, but then my cousin's coming to town. Her and her friend are driving across country, which I think is awesome. So I want to take them out for a steak, and I was thinking about that story today, and I was like, I usually go ribeye, but I was like, maybe I should just go petite filet if I haven't had red meat in like a month and a half.
It would have been a smart move on my part. I went jack size.
Yeah, you went for the big filet.
Yeah.
Well, you're a man. Come on, it's a filet. I always get the big boy, too.
Right. I think from the future, I'm going petite.
Because
I don't like the name petite. Like,
you feel like a bitch ordering that.
Right. Couldn't it be like Starbucks? Even like their little drinks are talls. Tall stout still sounds, you know.
Yeah, that's a weird day for you. Wake up in the morning and say, yeah, take an alpha brain.
But I'll take the petite filet.
Yeah. She comes over as we're done. Both of us didn't finish our steaks. And she's taking them away. She's like, you guys need boxes? We're like, no, we're good. And then Shawnee goes, yeah, we just followed the Oprah rule of leaving 10% on our plate. And the woman looked at us, and I got what he was talking about. She looked at us and goes, all right, I was wondering about you two, but now that confirmed it. And I kind of gave that look at us like, okay, these two are talking about Oprah. And like,
oh, yeah, you guys are on a date now.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
She didn't realize we just floated.
Yeah. No, we were just in water naked, except for tanks. Now we're here together following the Oprah rule. I'll tell you what, maybe it's the cheap bastard in me. I'll take my leftovers from a steakhouse and other people's and then cook it in the morning with my eggs.
I wish you were with us then. That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Let's do this, man. We got to do a float steak night.
I've done it on like a client dinner with Comcast.
Uh-huh.
And like one of the salespeople here was, the guy's like, and they're always like, no, no. And I was like, I'll take it.
And typically those dinners are at nice places.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shame in my game. Doggy bag it all the way.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got to talk about some of this, the Caitlyn Jenner stuff.
All right, Caitlyn Catlin.
That's Caitlyn, I thought.
All right, it is Caitlyn. All right.
I don't know. You call. Hey, man, we need to show her some respect, man.
Yeah. I mean, I know the correct terms. Right, to call her and this and that. And she's trans. She's a pre-op transsexual woman.
Unless you listen to the certain websites and they're trying to say, oh, she got the surgery done. And that's like Radar Online, which is about as, you know, reputable as TMZ.
I mean, look, I said today on the men's room, I think she's prettier than Kris Jenner is.
Oh, yeah. If you asked me who I would pick of the two.
Yeah.
If, like, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alpha brain, bitch.
Petite filet.
I will be back. Mega cast.
The odds are good that the fellas will be back. Real good. The mega cast will return.
It's TSA Terry from the Transportation Security Administration. A recent investigation found that 95% of the time we fail to detect bombs and weapons during baggage screenings. What that report doesn't tell you is that 100% of the time we made sure that that bottle of water you brought from home didn't get on the plane. Sure, we're gonna miss a loaded handgun or two, but I'll tell you this, you'll always be safe from snow globes and full cans of Moroccan oil, not on my watch. And while you're at it, put this in your complimentary bag of peanuts and choke on it. Many economists believe that the uptick in the economy is due to the TSA confiscating these harmful items and making you buy new cologne, hair gel, and toothpaste at your destination. You're welcome, America. I'm TSA Terry, keeping America safe one discarded tube of coriander and olive tree hand cream at a time.
Who doesn't love sex dreams? I know I do. Especially when my bearded tiger, Ted, pops up in my dream. The mega cast is back.
I know I dream about her all day. I think about her with her clothes off. I'm riding around with my system pumping LSD.
What's that?
Love sex dream.
Right, but
I thought he was talking about LSD.
Well,
for real.
Did you hear him whisper at one point in that song? Going acid.
Oh yeah, see, he's talking about LSD.
I think he's just trying to use it so that here's a single. That's ASAP Rocky.
All right. That's funny to me that rappers would be dropping acid.
When I heard that today, it was the first time I heard that song, and I'm like, oh, we got to use that as.
Is that the one you said I'd want to hear the whole one of?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you like to? I'm kind of. I don't know, man.
I want to hear it, but I also really want to talk about the Jenner thing.
We still got another break, guys.
All right, let's hear it.
And we still haven't even started the damn clock. There we go. Let's get this going. This is going to be a longer podcast than usual, I imagine. That's okay.
That's what she said.
Alpha brain.
That's the name of our camp this year at Meltdown, by the way.
That's what she said?
Yeah, last year was
brilliant.
Last year was Camp Innuendo.
Of course, the next evolution of that would be that's what she said.
Right. And then every time somebody said it, like, because it's natural, you're hanging out in a camp for four nights, somebody's going to say that's what she said. Yeah. And Joe would be like, next year! That is next year!
Well, that's what he's going to do when we go float and eat steaks.
Yeah.
He's going to say, next time!
Next time!
Yeah.
Next weekend!
Well, then the next year could be in bed. That could be the theme.
Mm.
Save that one.
I like where you're at. We got to get you to our camp.
Oh, man. It's always the same weekend as the radio convention I go to.
Yeah.
Again. One of these times, I'm going to have to miss the radio convention.
Steve, your name is on the show now.
Now I can.
You don't have to go kiss ass anymore.
Right. I don't need to represent.
No.
They should come to the damn Summer Meltdown to see me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You're Migs.
Yeah.
A BJ and Migs.
I'm taking Alpha Brain now.
Yeah. You can have the rest of my steak,
that's
peasants.
Right. And it's a petite... bitch.
But get your hand off my potato.
Yeah, dude. I gotta listen to the rest of this record. This is off his new album.
I mean, it's trippy sounded already.
Right. Like, when he whispers acid, I've never done acid, but I felt like I was taking acid.
It's a shame you've never done acid.
So that's telling me that you have?
I'll take the fifth.
I know I dream about her all day. I think about her with her clothes.
He's totally. I mean, I think he's like singing about banging.
LSD.
That bass line is awesome.
Say I love you, but I ain't in making love songs. Baby, I'm just rapping to this LSD. She ain't a stranger to the city life. I introduce her to this hippie life.
Come on,
right?
The pretty lies, LSD. I get a feeling it's a trippin' night.
This is like hip hop's version of Pink Floyd.
Yeah, and she's not a stranger to the city, but the hippie life, like, yeah, you could do it in the city, but it's much more fun out in the woods. I've heard.
so you've heard. Another quarter to the face. Just don't make no mistakes. It's on a leap of faith. But love, it takes a place. Feeling that you crave. Love, sex.
Yeah, it is a leap of faith. You're about to do LSD. It's
this is a trippy rap song.
Oh, Steve, I can see the light show right now in my mind, man.
This is a song that we need at the Classic in the hotel.
Oh. Yeah, some people like to dance. I'd just be watching the lights right now, brother. Mm.
This would be a song that I was just watching a documentary about, like, drugs on Netflix. I can't remember the name of it, but they focused a lot on, like, hallucinogenics. And
okay.
Again, this is going to be one of those instances where you'll ask me too many questions. I'm like, I didn't pay attention to the whole documentary, sorry. But they talk about how, like, you know, certain hallucinogenic drugs, and even including ecstasy, the serotonin in your brain will block certain things happening. Those drugs, like, almost like pull the dam open. And that's why all the crazy stuff happens in your brain.
Well, most people don't realize is that when you take a drug like mushrooms or LSD,
right?
You know, psilocybin if you want to, for the active ingredient in mushrooms, it's not as much as those drugs have an effect on your brain, as in the chemicals are already in your brain.
Right.
And that's the chemistry that unlocks the door and releases them.
Exactly. Yeah. It's almost like, it's like opening up the floodgates.
Yeah, man.
Which is scary to think.
Well, it is scary. And there could be some scary times.
Oh, for sure.
On hallucinogenics. But I always think of hallucinogenics kind of in a realm of, like, you can have these deep spiritual experiences. You can also just go out and have party time.
Right.
And I like to kind of float that line somewhere in between where it's like, I'm still having fun and partying, but I'm still respecting what I'm learning.
Right. I'm soaking it in.
This song is awesome, by the way.
Right? This is like the coolest song I've heard in forever. Baby, I'm just rapping to this. You think he was on it while he was rapping it?
No, but I think he was on it when he thought of it.
It's pretty amazing, man. The beats are incredible on that song. Some people probably be like, I don't really understand this, but I think if you've probably gone down a certain journey at some point, not even LSD for me, I've never done that drug, but I've done hallucinogenic drugs, and I'm hearing this, and I'm like, I wish that song existed when I was on a hallucinogenic drug.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them would help a lot of people. But the problem is they've been illegal for so long. You know, it's like aspirin, right? You don't think about it. When you're a kid, your parents eat aspirin. Everybody has aspirin.
Yeah.
You know? So something's wrong. It's like, here, take an aspirin.
Right.
But it would seem completely weird and crazy if, like, say, I don't know, you're going through a divorce or a terrible breakup, and I said, here's a stem and a cap of a magic mushroom.
Right.
Go laugh, go cry a little, go have fun and get through this.
Get in touch with yourself.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
One person during the documentary, and it made me think about this song because I feel like this would be the ultimate song to listen to in that kind of environment. He said that the way he feels that mushrooms or psilocybin are the most effective is to grab one. And you know what this is. I couldn't remember the name. It's that type of blindfold.
The mindfold. Yeah.
An older guy that was talking about this too in this documentary, and he said you put that mindfold on, and for those that don't know what a mindfold is, you could probably explain it better than I can.
The mindfold is a mask that goes over your face, okay, and it's completely black, but it also has a piece of black foam in there, so it sticks off your eyes.
Like about an inch off your eyes.
About an inch off your eyes. Yeah. So your eyes are open, but it's completely black. I've worn them during the day at festivals before and had this experience.
And it feels like you're in just pitch black.
It's unbelievable. And everything's heightened.
Well, that's what he was saying. You wear that and you put headphones on and you listen to your favorite music. And that's the way you should experience mushrooms.
Yeah.
And I was like, where were you most of my life when I was experimenting with that stuff?
Even with marijuana, somebody was telling me, you know, they knew I was taking this time off. And they're like, I know you like smoking weed. And they were like, the first time you go back to smoking weed, like, don't watch TV. Don't do anything. Like, just roll a joint. Almost like, like I've been going to this meditation stuff, like kind of meditate with it for a minute, say a little prayer, blowing, and then just smoke it and just sit there and have that experience. And they're like, you'd be shocked how much more it'll affect you and this and that. Man. I'm kind of looking forward to doing it because I like smoking weed.
I'll tell you, like, part of me is like, I got to pick up one of those mindfolds. And I'm like,
dude, I should buy one too.
I know they sell them at the Float Seattle place. I saw them there. So maybe I'll try and pick up a couple next time I go.
I got some shades.
All right. Then we're in.
Yeah, I got green ones.
And I got headphones.
Yeah.
Oh, you got too. the mood glasses?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Now we got all the colors.
Yeah, man. We're locked
this
and loaded.
Is a very, people are like, we're on to you two. We're on to you two.
Yeah, well, we should let him in on the other secret. Sometimes we go to this place called Cafe Yum, which is basically like a vegetarian place to get bowls of food. And I was telling us, we walk out, and there's a little bit of a line, and the guy's like, oh, hey, see you later.
Yeah, we're regulars at this
we're
place.
Regulars, right? He asks us if what festivals we're going to this year and everything else. So this segment makes perfect sense. As we were having this conversation, I said, I don't think people are ever going to look at me and you and go, huh, electronic dance music and very well known at the vegetarian place.
Right. They love their amino acid.
Oh, the liquid amino. Shout out to the Bragg Company for making that stuff. It's so delicious and a lifesaver.
They knock it out of the park in so many ways.
Some of their salad dressings are dope, too, man.
I don't know if I've tried those yet.
Yeah, they got an apple cider. Apple.
Sinners, welcome at Disturbed.
Apple cider vinaigrette. That's really good.
I got to get that. I was like, how funny would it be, though, if my wife came home and I got the mind fold on with my headphones on, like the big fat headphones, like the ones we use here at the station. I got a pair just like these. So like it's like everything's covered.
Yeah.
And she comes home and I'm just rocking out. Poor Lulu's just lying next to me like, I don't know.
You're just petting the dog like an evil villain.
Yeah. She's like, he's off the deep end. I don't know what's going on, but he's listening to that ASAP Rocky and he's been putting it on repeat the whole night.
Basically, man, you're festival ready because you have an arsenal of supplies. You have gear.
I've got lights.
Like, right, you're one of the party guys, just ready to hit the ground running and be like, right. Oh, here, try this or put this on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I've done it. I'm ready. Yeah. I've been working the indie circuit. I'm ready to jump into the WWE.
Trust me, dude. That trip we took to Spokane, especially this year with that party bus, that was a festival.
Oh,
you mix in the part where you actually had to go play hockey some.
Yeah.
But outside of that, that would be a weird wrinkle into a festival.
It's reinvigorating, though, because it's like you're getting that exercise in and the freshness of that cool air.
Yeah, and you just physically stop drinking for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of sips of Fireball throughout the game, possibly.
Whereas I'm still roaming around out in the beer garden.
Crushing beers with random people in random locker rooms.
Yeah. I remember being like, I'll be responsible. I'll just take a small pull off this Fireball.
No one's responsible at the Classic.
No.
You know, we'll hold off on the Caitlyn Jenner. We still have a few minutes.
All right, I mentioned wrestling.
I want to play this piece of audio because I think it's an interesting piece for those of you. You know, we're dressed up as wrestlers on the cover of our podcast logo.
Right. Obviously, we like wrestling.
We're fans of wrestling. There's this guy, Max Landis. He's a film director. He recently made news in the world of wrestling because he created this amazing piece about wrestling isn't wrestling. It's a fun, like, if you haven't had a chance, go find it on YouTube. He basically compares how wrestling storylines are no different than like the great works of art from back in the day, like Shakespeare and things like that. And he used Triple H as his example of just the rise and fall of Triple H and how amazing of a storyline it is. And the moral of his story is, sometimes wrestling sucks, but when it's good, it's effing good.
Yeah.
And that's why we stick around, because those moments are so awesome in wrestling that you're willing to put up with BS, sometimes for years. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you don't get a little glimmer every once in a while, like the Bray Wyatts or the Kevin Owens right now.
December of 2013, when Daniel Bryan is on top of the world and they have Raw in Seattle and the crowd's going crazy.
I lost my voice.
Yeah.
That's when it's effing good.
Yeah.
And then him winning the championship. It's like, even if you're not a wrestling fan, if you got a little invested in that story arc, you would be like, all right, I get why people like this.
I like hanging out with Hair Club. His girlfriend is a very nice woman. I have nothing but great things to say about her. But I'm still a little burned. They had just started dating, I think, then. And that should have been my ticket, Steve.
Yeah.
Should have been my ticket.
You should have been there.
Yeah.
It was an unbelievable experience.
Yeah, man. That's all right. So, I had to take a girlfriend to the Christmas party that night anyhow.
Yeah, I think I invited you to go with me.
Yeah, I think I blew it off.
Yeah, never mind. I don't feel bad for you.
They got in a stupid fight.
So somebody, I guess, who's a comic book writer who's trying to get into wrestling that knows Max Landis, asked him, hey, why do people hate John Cena as much as they do? And that's a good question. If you're like if you're not a fan and you turn it on and here's like everyone has heard, John Cena is as much of a household name in the current roster as any wrestler. He's almost on the level of The Rock, I think, for people who are marginal fans.
Sure.
You know who he is.
Right, you go back and you see him.
But some people, you can't see him. Sorry. So he breaks it down in the world, like for people who know comic books, and there's more people who probably are fans of comics than they are
of wrestling.
I just
always thought it was because Cena is so, like, you know, have a glass of milk with dinner, American.
pretty close to that. That pretty much sums up what he's about to say. But I like his analogy. I think you'll appreciate it. So here's Max explaining why people, adults especially, hate John Cena.
I want you to imagine the DC universe with all of the heroes, many, many, many heroes, many interesting villains, except imagine if Superman was presented as just better than everybody. And there was only one comic, and it was called Superman, and Superman just beat everybody. And yet the comic presented him like he was an underdog. Not even Hulk Hogan, because Hulk Hogan, the character, is sort of a schmuck. He'll like poke you in the eye and he'll figure out ways to like take shortcuts. Not Superman, not John Cena. Oh, the Flash has like a villain he's having a lot of trouble with. Superman just flies down. Like, you're really interested in your Flash comic. Like, what's going to happen with this guy? And Superman flies in. Suddenly Superman just beats that guy. This villain who'd like been built up for years in a Flash comic. Oh, like the Joker. Like, imagine if Batman was like hanging out in Gotham. And Superman shows up, and he's like, these guys don't even have powers! And the Joker is like, I'm the most important villain! And Superman was like, no, you're not! Boink! That was WWE for, like, a period. It was an environment of sameness that bred a contempt for this character.
Now that the Superman comparison is great, because think about it, nobody lists Superman as their favorite superhero. Everyone kind of respects him, but nobody's like, I really freaking love Superman. Superman's boring.
Yeah. I mean, Seinfeld.
Why? Because he has a little Superman action figure in the room?
Yeah, and they talk about Superman. Right. Superman shows up in like every episode, but you're right. Like, no, I mean, I remember I was telling this story today. When I was a janitor, nighttime janitor at the AFL-CIO in D.C., we would play Tonk on lunch break, and then we would get in this argument all the time about Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, who would win.
Right.
And the one guy, Johnny, he was kind of a louder brother, and he would always chime in with like, man, F Superman. What the hell is Superman even going to change? Like, when's the last time you saw a phone booth? Like, Superman's stupid. And it was the truth. Nobody ever stuck up for Superman.
Right.
People always cheered for Spider-Man or Batman, but nobody sticks up for Superman.
Because those characters are almost vulnerable at times. They can be, you feel like they could get beat. Superman, he's got the kryptonite, but at the end of the day, he's going to be Superman.
Superman!
Right, and like it's like, okay, who's going to win a fight, Batman versus Superman? Well, Superman. I mean, as much as I'd like to see Batman whip his ass, it's not going to happen.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
The guy could take bullets.
And Superman really was only ever fighting the one guy, right? Lex Luger?
Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor.
Lex Luger is a great wrestler from back in the day.
All right, my bad.
So I thought it was a great analogy, and it's funny because like I'm at times guilty of it myself, like, ugh, John Cena. You know, because sometimes it's just like, okay, yes, you're awesome. Great. But then he does certain things, and when you watch Raw this week, when you have a chance, Ted, I think watch the segment between him and Kevin Owens, the new guy that's in the WWE. They have a great chemistry together. They had an amazing match over the weekend in the pay-per-view. Quite possibly the match of the year. And Cena always brings out the best in whoever he wrestles. I always respect him for that. And he lost to Kevin Owens in Kevin's debut match in the WWE. Like, he comes straight up from the NXT as the champion.
Oh, yeah.
And whoops his ass and wins clean. It was amazing. It was awesome. But on Monday, they're getting into it, and there's a kid in the crowd, and this is like one of those moments where you're like, as much as you want to hate Cena, you got to respect this guy, because what he did was like a goosebump moment. And I know that it's like, you know, it's a nice thing, and I'm sure everyone's going to give him love for it, and some people might be like, well, maybe that was his reason. But I think he genuinely does these things because he cares. Like, he seems like
only knock I've ever heard about Cena as a wrestler or as a person is just, don't leave your girlfriend around him. Seriously.
And he's got a hot one now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the best in the biz.
Yeah, and I doubt that's all he's getting.
Yeah, yeah. That's why he doesn't want to get married.
Yeah, of course.
Because he's
John
Superman.
John Cena.
He's Superman.
Why is John Cena be having sex right now?
And then who knows who you're with at that time?
Yeah. So, I think he's hot as hell. But
yeah, she is.
I couldn't date her. She could annoy the crap out of me.
Yeah, but then you just stare at her chest and everything's cool.
After a few months, Steve, I'd have to be out. You know, we're full commit or I'm out.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's
like you and the Alpha Brain.
$40 a month, sign me up. For life, I'm in.
I'm in.
I'll figure it out. So
I don't know life without Alpha Brain.
I can't live without it, hon. I just can't. Granted, I've only taken two. I can't live without it. Don't make me hide it in the car and not tell you I'm taking it. I'll do it.
What are you doing out there, Steve?
You seem really alert. Are you still on that alpha brain?
I'm out here taking alpha brain, all right?
I learned it by watching Sean. All right, so here's John Cena just breaking it down and showing some love for a kid. This kid couldn't be cuter, man, and you feel for the kid. He's holding up a sign. He's got the Cena gear on, of course.
All right.
Holding up a sign that's saying, I'm beating cancer, and it says, I'll never give up. So it's like a moment, you know what I mean? Like wow. And he, yeah. John, of course, focuses on that kid, and you'll hear it in the piece, man. It's a pretty awesome promo.
Your son feels the way he feels.
Oh, so it starts out because Kevin Owens is pissed off because his son likes John Cena.
All right, yeah, that's so fair.
Yeah, that's kind of like where it all starts off. Okay.
Because like the person holding that sign right there, or the young man in the second row on his father's shoulder, or the young person right there with a You Can't See Me hat and the sign that says, I am beating cancer. Every week on this stage, deliver. If I say or if I wear the words never give up, not only am I telling the truth, but I am encouraging young and old all alike, like that person right there, to do the exact same thing. And by the way, you keep fighting and you never give up. You understand that? And that's for me.
Yeah,
that's awesome, man.
And see, to his credit, like I'll boo. I don't boo him, but I mean, I agree with the boo sometimes, just because he's that. But him on the microphone is different than everybody else. There's some nights where you're just like, God, he's feeling it, and you could tell he's not BSing.
Yeah, when he's motivated, and this Kevin Owens guy is, I think these two can have a program for a year, and it will be entertaining every week. They
I like that Kevin Owens guy.
Me too, man.
I've only seen him like once, but
he's a big guy, but there's a lot of moves, and he's
super
got like
athletic.
He's got like a real likeness on the microphone, similar to a CM Punk, but not as like snarky.
Yeah,
like he just seems like F you guys. This is how I am. Like, and brought out the best in Cena. And I guess after Raw was done, Cena went out, got the kid, brought him in the ring, gave him the championship to hold up, and it was just like, as much as you want to goof on John Cena.
I thought you were going to say he gave him an attitude adjustment.
Did you see that video at a graduation? It's on the internet right now. It's today. Everyone's been sending it to me because they know I'm a wrestling fan. It's a guy. He goes up there and accepts his diploma, or whatever. I don't know if it's a high school graduation. I think it might be, maybe college. And he's got a championship belt. Holds it up in the air. Everyone's like, "Oh, that's awesome!" His friend comes out of nowhere, runs up to him, gives him the RKO.
Out of nowhere!
Out of nowhere, and then runs off.
Like, oh, that's awesome.
That did not just happen.
That's awesome.
It was great, man. And props to Cena, man. Say what you will about the guy as a character, as a human being, he sounds like a solid man.
Yeah.
And he's laying pipe, according to Ted.
Yeah. To all the ladies.
All right, we'll be back. We'll talk about Caitlyn Jenner after this.
All right.
It's impossible to not have a good time when listening to Chet and Steve. The Mega Cast will be back.
Keeping it real, that's what it's all about for ladies these days. And all the ladies lining up for granny panties. Yeah. G-string, you no longer a G-thang. Whale tail, you can hit the beach. Brazilian, go on back home. It's time to pull the string out your crack. Because real ladies of today are going old school. Wearing granny panties. Yeah. Because if it's big and round and full of pounds, ladies, we got your ass covered. Literally. Granny panties. Wherever big booty underwear is sold.
I feel like this is about to get heavy. Why? Because it's Slayer. And Slayer is heavy.
Yeah.
The Mega Cast is back.
You see of my eyes.
Sounds like Slayer hasn't missed a beat.
Public service announcement. Do not do a psychedelic at that show.
No!
Wrong environment. Have some whiskey, smoke a little weed.
Yeah. Yeah, but do something that makes you feel good slam dancing. Yeah. Rubberize yourself with some alcohol, some weed, or go sober. We're not
go
trying
sober.
To go
sober. Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just right. That is not the trip you want, man. Nothing against Slayer. I want to go to Slayer and see him.
I've never seen Slayer live.
Neither have I.
I need to. Next time they come to town, they're coming soon. If it's a day that we can make it happen, let's go.
All right. Yeah, I've never been
take
to a
some acid and go see Slayer.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Has anybody seen Steve and Ted? Yeah, they're at the top of the hill in the fetal position.
Crying. Both yelling at each other. I told you. No, I told you.
Have you ever told you the story about years ago? I was at, I think it was Enfest, and it was at White River. And I'm sitting on the hill smoking some weed. And this guy comes up, and he kind of just sits down in front of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of looking around and everything. Uh-oh. Yeah. And he goes, like, something like, have you seen my friends? And I go, no, man. Like, I don't know what your friends look like or whatever. And he goes, oh, okay, because I'm on acid. And I go, oh, my God, you're on acid? I would totally be freaking out right now.
You did not do that to him.
Yes.
Why would you do that to him?
Because I didn't know at that point, like, really what acid was.
Oh,
what
my God.
So he just gets this frightened look on his face, stands up and, like, runs off.
I wish I could talk to that guy.
He saw that when I said that, I bet I looked like the devil to him.
Do you think, I wonder if he knew who you were, and, like, the next day he's like, yeah, I ran into Ted, completely freaked me out.
I don't think so. Maybe it was the weed or whatever. I think maybe I handed him the joint and was like, here, here's a little weed.
Right.
You know, have you seen my friends? No, I have no idea who your friends look like.
I had a flip. Something happened to me on the reverse, in a sense. Not necessarily a fun drug story with somebody who was high and didn't know me, but I had an encounter with them. I think I probably shared the story at some point, probably on the Migs cast, but I don't know if I've ever shared it with you. I was at a Snoop Dogg show.
All right.
It was at the Showbox, the market.
Nice. Oh.
Right.
You saw Snoop at the market?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
My buddy, Julie Pilot, who used to, now works in L.A. She does stuff with Beats Music.
Okay.
But she used to be the music director at Cube.
Oh,
and great. Awesome. One of the coolest. I wish you were around when she was around. You guys would have hit it off. You would love this girl. She's a rocker at heart, but she knows her hip hop. She's a brilliant programmer, brilliant musical mind. And so I always, like, every once in a while.
I bet a lot of people still wish she was around.
Certain radio station probably still wishes she was around. Ouch. So every once in a while, I'd go over there and grab some CDs. She'd always hook me up with some, like, hip-hop CDs. I'd bring over some, like, you know, end albums that I knew she would dig as well.
All right.
And we'd hang out. And she's like, hey, Snoop's playing tonight. You want to go? I'm like, yeah, where is he playing? She's like, secret show at the Showbox.
That's awesome.
I'm like, in. Absolutely. Place is packed, right? I'm there with a couple of friends. We're hanging out. I was probably pretty stoned at the time. And
it's a Snoop show.
Right.
Everybody's stoned.
And it was...
If you're in the room, you're stoned.
Everything you expect a Snoop show to be like at the Showbox, it was. It was a party.
Right.
So I'm just hanging out, like, kind of towards the back bar area, but, like, close to the ledge so I could
that
watch.
Bar on the right or on the left if you're looking at the stage?
If you're looking at the stage, it would be on the right side.
Yeah, all right. I was standing back there for Ice Cube.
Right, and we were there. I ran into you at the Foo Fighters show in that
area.
Oh,
yeah. I'm always back there at that bar.
Yeah, it's a great spot. You can see everything fine. Sounds great. So this dude walks by, and he's obviously on something, right? And he looks at me and goes, hey, man. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, you're white, right? I'm like, yeah, I'm white. He's like, I'm black. I'm like, yeah, I got that. He goes, I'm doing a white boy drug right now, ecstasy. And I'm like, yeah? He goes, can you help me with this? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? He goes, I don't know what's going on. I go, okay, yes, I can help you with this.
Let's get you a water.
The first thing I did, I go, let's go over there. And you know how they have that giant jug?
Yeah.
Like against a pillar?
Yeah.
I go, follow me. He goes, all right. So the next thing I realize, it's him and like a couple of buddies. It's like, he's like the pump.
They're all.
Yes. They're
rolling
sweating.
Tough. Yeah.
Sweating. Never done it before. And I'm like, all right, so this is your first time. He's like, yeah. I'm like, look, just enjoy it. Nothing bad's going to happen, but you got to promise me something. He's like, all right, drink water. Nothing else. Don't booze it. don't do anything else. Just drink a lot of water until you start feeling normal. Then maybe you can drink some alcohol. Smoke weed all you want. Drink water nonstop. He's like, all right. And I filled them each up a cup of water, gave it to them. And I'm
good
like,
work.
And I'm like, on your way, fellas. I saw them later on. They walk by and they're like, yeah. Like, just like giving me the deuces.
Just
like,
loving it.
They're like, that's our white boy right there. But dude, it was like, my friends were looking at me like, the hell just happened? Why of all people? I'm like, I don't know. I made eye contact with them, I guess.
But yeah, and you didn't look afraid of them.
It was the funniest thing when they said, you're white, right? And I'm like, at first I was like, is this a trick question?
Well, it's dark in there. Maybe they thought you were light-skinned, like a light-skinned mixed brother, you know? Plus, he's on that drug for the first time, so he wants to make sure. And he didn't mind asking. Like, you are white, right?
Right. And then I love the part where he's like, well, I'm black.
Doing a white boy drug.
Doing a white boy drug. Can you help me?
That is funny.
It's so funny what you said, because I was the first. I'm like, you need water.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Right. You need water. Yeah. That's a great call.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about Caitlyn Jenner.
All right.
The news is out there. I'm sure you've seen it. We're not going to like dwell on anything. Like, we're not making any. Well, you know, we might actually say something that's a little bit of a commentary, because I think you and I are falling in line. We got some audio we'll play. We'll get to that hopefully if we have time. But I feel like we're falling in line on the backlash towards people calling Caitlyn Jenner doing something heroic, in a sense, something that people are proud of. All things that I think are completely fine. I think if you ever put yourself out there in the firing line, that is the internet, that is the public scrutiny, and in turn have helped probably other people cope with whatever they're dealing with, and that's transgender world, or whether it be gay, or whether it be whatever, being a white boy at a Snoop Dogg show. If you're doing something that's putting your neck out there and you're going to help people in the process by you being honest with yourself and honest with the world, I applaud that person.
Yeah, and transgender people have it very tough. There's a lot of people, and that's the first thing I tell everybody. You got to realize there's a difference between your sexuality and how you identify yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? So transgender are one of the groups of people, unfortunately, that's still very open to just attack. And a lot of times, physically, these people get hurt and injured. With that said, there is a ton of transgender people all over the world. You look at Brazil or Thailand or something.
Sure.
It's also the highest paying gig in the pornographic industry. So the
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the idea that people aren't interested in this and it's so weird and horrible, I also just call BS on.
Well, I mean, at least four of the thumbnails on the first page of XNXX or X videos are typically some kind of transgender porn.
Right. And
so obviously there's a market for it.
Right, there's a penis there, but it looks like a woman.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I used to be so terrified to admit this, but it's like, yeah, like I find a lot of them really hot. Like, they have fake boobs and mm-hmm. They're women.
They're dolled up. They're made up.
Yeah.
They look sexy.
It's like, right. Like, I'm attracted to chicks. Like, right. I'm attracted to
And clearly,
to
that
her.
Person's trying. That means they've succeeded in what they want. They want to look and feel like a woman.
Yeah. I mean, I've hit on them before at 3 a.m. at clubs, at after hours clubs.
Have you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. One year, I went to the Knock Knock. You never heard that's me and Bar. Me and a buddy.
At a bar.
Right, at a bar.
You're a bar buddy.
Right. We went to the Knock Knock when it was still open at 3 a.m. Halloween night. I didn't think about the crowd as much.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in and a six button. I'd played with the New Originals earlier that night.
Okay.
But I walk in and a six button powder blue pimp suit.
Oh, okay.
A lot of chest hair flying. Mm-hmm. My buddy dressed as a Boy Scout.
Mm.
So we kind of were giving off that vibe already, which we didn't really think about.
Gotcha.
And then, right, I was definitely like, oh my God, like this woman, this and that. And then finally somebody was like, just so you know, that woman also has...
Was it a friend of hers that told you this? Or like, I mean, I'm curious about that.
No, a friend of mine.
Oh, but they knew. They knew her. Or they just were in a better state of mind to be able to tell.
Probably that.
Okay, gotcha. Now, had they not... It's a weird question to throw out there, but had they not, and you wound up hollering at her, and you were talking to her for maybe an hour, hitting it off, there's a lot of flirtation, a lot of sexual energy, and you got to the point where the night, hey, let's go back to somebody's place, and then you found out, do you know how you think you would, you don't
know. I don't know.
It's a $1 million question, because, I mean, of course, we all want to puff our chest out and be like, I'd leave. You know what I mean?
Or part of me wants to be like, oh, I'm a forward-thinking person. I'd be, but like, yeah, I
that's
I don't
a tough
know.
Call.
Yeah,
yeah.
There are certain things
you could possibly do.
I would clearly accept. I mean, I got no shame in that. But
some grapefruit action?
Right. Right. But I
can
don't,
I call you Angel?
But I don't want to. That's like I've made that joke before. Like I think I'd be fine with certain things happening to me, but there's just certain things I just don't want to do.
Right. No, I got you, man.
Right.
You and me both.
Right.
Trust us. Even if a woman was involved, like someone who's like born a woman and said, "Hey, I want to introduce this apparatus," and
yeah,
no, not interested.
Right. And, yeah. Right.
This is a very awkward conversation.
This
I'm
is.
Sorry.
Dude, I had one girlfriend that was like, we should try some of that kind of things.
No way.
And I was like, yeah, this is great. And then eventually she was just like, you know, no. Like, she was like, I respect that you're open to it. But she's like, whenever I try to anything, she goes, you're not open.
Right.
You clench up like a lock safe back there.
Say,
like, I'm clenching
sweating.
Right now just talking about it.
I'm leaning my butt against the console right now. Yeah. Like, as if like some phantom strap-on's going to come and attack us right now. Oh, you guys are talking about me. I'm the phantom strap-on. Hashtag phantom strap-on.
Oh, phantom strap-on. I love that.
I'm Casper, the phantom strap-on.
It's a whole new level of LARPing.
Yeah. But and I'd love for you to share your opinion, because I think I'm going to agree 100% with you. And that's why. And
nice.
I feel like you're going to be able to articulate it better than I will. The backlash of people on Facebook. I've lost some respect for certain people in my life. People
yep.
I've grown up knowing, high school friends especially. I don't see them very often. I think my current circle of friends are way more forward-thinking.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to realize the people I grew up with never really advanced mentally. And that's sad.
And it's a different coast.
But I'm seeing a lot of people posting the pictures of military guys who, of course, this is in no way downplaying what those guys have done in their life. And this isn't about comparing apples to oranges. And unfortunately, that's what people are doing. They're like, well, if you're going to consider her a hero, or they'll say he, because that's, you know, their way of a certain dominance in a sense. Like, you know, I've screwed it up, but I'm not doing it to be a jerk. They're saying it intentionally to be a jerk.
I'm still going
to
call him Bruce Jenner.
Right.
Like, okay, well, you're a D. That's not her name.
Yeah, exactly. That's not what she wants. You know, if you're doing it by accident, I think that Caitlin would understand that. But
and I should also say, I get that this is a lot for people to take in. People
sure.
are finally starting to get comfortable, and only some half the country, I think, is super comfortable with the fact that they can finally acknowledge that, like, gay people are born gay.
Yeah.
The idea that people are stuck inside of a, you know, they identify as female, stuck in a male body, is even harder, I think, for people to grasp. I think it's easier for me as I've had some experience with these trans people.
With your bar friend at 3
yeah.
in the morning.
And, you know, MCTP from the podcast, he tells a story about the girl told him, like, hey, just so you know, I'm transitioning, and he still went on the date and hung out with her.
That, I don't know what episode number that one is.
Neither do I offhand.
But if you hit up MC, you know, it'd probably be awkward if a bunch of people just start going, hey, what's that episode where you share your transsexual story? But
oh, no, he's prepared okay. for it. His family's giving him crap at Christmas now.
I highly recommend everybody listening to that episode. When I listened to it, I did not know we were going down that road, and it was a mind-blowing, eye-opening
Dude,
conversation.
When he tells that story in the studio, like that, for Cobb and I, that is our legit reaction. I mean,
yeah.
At one point, like, I'm standing just like, holy cow, this story is unbelievable.
Right.
And all he had set me up with was, hey, can I get a few minutes to talk this week on the podcast? I have a great story.
And it's an unbelievable story.
Yeah.
So do yourself a favor and track that one down. It's an earlier episode, probably like in the 40s, I would imagine.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I want to get your opinion on what's going on right now, where it's like the apples to orange comparison. Like, I'm going to post a picture of a guy that's had missing legs or missing arms. It's a military guy. And you're going to tell me that this guy that's now pretending to be a woman is a hero?
Right, so the whole thing is, the ESPYs are coming up, and they have the Arthur Ashe Courage Awards.
Yeah.
So, that's coming up, and it's been announced that Caitlyn Jenner won it. So, the guy that's the runner-up is a double amputee military veteran.
Right.
Who now runs races, I want to say like triathlons or something, you know, super athlete. It's a super inspiring story, and it takes nothing away from him.
Right.
That Jenner won this award. But for everybody, and BuzzFeed even put it on there and kind of started lit the fire under this fire. And then, but for people to post it all the time and go, he deserves it. And, you know, and to call her a freak and this and that. And,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just, to me, it's just ignorant. And the other thing, too, like today I said on Twitter, like you're really mad about this? And the other thing is, too, these are never military people I see posting this crap. It's always other people. And that's sort of part of the, and I want to cuss, but part of the BS in our country. You know, this and that about the vets. Well, you know what? Why don't you get pissed off at your congressmen and your senators who continually cut funding? Do you know how crappily run the VA is? Yeah. They send these boys and girls, and I say that as a lot of them are younger, but even now, fathers, mothers, we send them to war, and then they stab them in the back. And don't allow that stuff. They're the ones that you should be pissed off about. Who gives a S about a damn ESPY?
Right, and who cares?
And he won the decathlon.
Right.
The other guy's doing great things, but when he was Bruce Jenner, he won the decathlon. He was on the Wheaties box like twice. Like, sorry, what he's going through and being public with this is a major thing that takes a ton of courage.
And I've had a conversation with some people, and I like the attitude of a lot of people. Like, I don't know why this is even a story. Like that,
it shouldn't be, right.
Right. My argument is I'm glad it's a story because we always need the first story to make more people comfortable.
Oh, yeah, that's a story. Yeah.
Yeah. No, this, I agree. This is ridiculous. The people that are posting it on Facebook, look, if you do it, I appreciate you listening. I hope that you can maybe take a second to kind of think about it. Maybe take some alpha brain. Maybe go float. I don't know
maybe
what
meditate.
It is. Maybe throw on that blindfold.
The mindfold.
I'll one day remember that. I don't know. Reflect and be like, why is this really bothering me? Like, why is the fact that some people are inspired, touched, helped out, like, why is that making me so angry? And if you can really come up with a good reason, I feel bad for you, man. Like,
well,
I really do.
I'll take it a step farther. I have a theory.
Okay.
And one of my theories that the reason that transgender, specifically men transitioning into women, why people get so angry and this and that, is because they can't come to terms that they are physically attracted to them.
Mm.
And then it bugs them, you know? Like, I think a lot of these people, that's what I'm saying. Like, keep in mind, this is the highest paying gig in the pornographic industry. So people are watching these videos. People are buying these movies.
And a lot of those people are probably posting that picture of the double amputee on their Facebook page calling Caitlyn Jenner a freak.
A freak and this and that. I mean, look, how many times do we see, senators or state senators that want to vote down every gay law in the book, and then they have a Tinder account or they get caught doing this?
Let's look at the Catholic Church.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we need to say anything else?
Let's repress sex, and then we're going to molest children.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's saddening, and I hope that's why I feel that these Caitlyn Jenner stories on a whole different realm, when people are like, why is it a big deal that, why are we making a big deal in the fact that Obama is the first black president? It's because we need these firsts in life to all of a sudden break down the walls, create conversation, get people thinking, and hopefully the next pipe, and look, there's been plenty of marginally profiled people that have, musicians that I'm a fan of that have changed, that have gone from men to women. The lead singer of Life of Agony is always an example I use. Keith Caputo is now Mina Caputo.
All right.
And you need those, but on the level of Bruce Jenner, I mean, a pop culture icon right now. I mean, sadly, some people more know him as about...
From the Kardashians.
Than some people that probably have no idea that he was an Olympian. An amazing Olympian. Like, there was a video game with his name on it that I obsessed over. Like, we need those.
This wasn't the time where there was a different Wheaties box in every market.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
It was him, man. He was
the guy.
He was the ultimate. So this is huge, and this is groundbreaking. We need these moments because I think that there are a handful, more than a handful, of people who might have always thought that transgenders are freaks. And seeing somebody that they might have idolized now might open their eyes and they won't be as turned off, not in a sexual way, but like, as... just having a negative idea of what a transgender person is now because their hero is doing that, or somebody that they've always thought as being this macho athlete is now doing it. You know what I mean? I just think it's something that we need. We need more of these first so that we can get past it and move on.
And
then it's not a big deal.
And I hear people saying the argument too, like, well, now I got to know about this, and there's this.
You poor baby.
Right, and that's different than a cross-dresser, and it's different from this. It's like, And it's like, but it's so complicated. It's like, well, you have it kind of easy, especially like me. You know, we have it super easy. We're white, straight males.
Right. That's all black dudes on ecstasy.
Right. Like, right. There's not a lot of, like, international hatred. Like we're kind of, like, run-of-the-mill guys.
Right.
So we kind of lucked out in that way, that we don't have to deal with these quote-unquote complications in life. But to just brush it off and go, that's too complicated. I don't want to know about it.
I love those people because it's like, well, how complicated do you think it is for Caitlin?
And if you think right. kids in high school right now aren't different than even we are, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Their idea of sexuality and how they identify, they get it. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole different ballgame coming up.
What is that even on?
Check out Snapchat.
For the win. All right, well, we'll wrap it up now. There's a million things we could talk about. There's plenty of audio we could have played, but I feel
this
like...
It's a weird one. I like this one.
This might be my favorite of all of our megacasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
it's
like
the Wednesday night energy, Steve.
It's something special,
We're
man.
All hopped up on the ginger beers.
That's right, in the Cafe Yum.
Yeah, man.
Talking drugs, talking sex, talking... What else did we talk about? Wrestling.
Wrestling.
We hit it all, man.
We covered all of our favorite things.
Yep. LSD. Feel like listening to that song again. I'd say we'd get 10 to that, but it might take too long.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just going to lay on this floor, man.
All right, so let's get out of here. Once again, thank you for everyone who listens. I hope that we get you thinking about stuff. If not, take some alpha brain, bitch.
Yeah, and if you think we're the idiots, then...
That's fine.
We're cool with it.
If anything, if you feel like we're idiots, go back to past episodes. We'll confirm that for you. In fact, just re-listen to this one. I'm sure we'll confirm it for you as well. But thank you for listening. Spread the word. Let your friends know about it because we want this to be the biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah, man. And it's been too long, Steve. I missed it. Glad to be casting again.
I know, dude. That's why it's like already we're like 10 minutes longer than we usually do it. I could keep going. But my wife wants me to go get Lulu and take her potty. I just got a text.
Oh, you
got
to move.
Yes, yeah, so I got to get home. In 40 minutes, Lulu, you'll get to go potty. All right, for Jason, we appreciate you suggesting the song. Great idea. Just don't do these push-ups on mushrooms. All right, Ted, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, man.
Get 10, everybody. Thank you for listening. Find us on Twitter at The Megacast. No!
No!
No! I need to go! It just kicked in!
White guy doing white guy drugs and he still lost!
Hey man, are you white? I'm white too! And I'm freaking the F out! Oh man. Alright. We're gonna go now.
I thought we were going to go out on the high note when the song ended.
Oh, this is what I wanted to do. Just for a little levity.
Yeah.